You probably won't find floppy disks in very many places these days, but Muni is still using them to run the city's train control system. They're trying to modernize, and to tell us more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, when you say modernize, you mean into this century as opposed to last century?
You're absolutely right. Modernize, bring up to date. How about just bring it up to the past? We'll go from antique to classic. Yes, Muni's underground railroad system, at least, like I said, the underground part, is controlled by this computer system that was installed in 1998, and it runs still on floppy disks that have to be booted in every morning. Now, this is, you know, this has led to a lot of problems in the system, going back to the time of Mayor Willie Brown, where the system would just crash and leaving people stranded, oftentimes during rush hour at peak hours. And yet, you know, Muni has never been able to replace it. As a matter of fact, what they had been doing for years, believe it or not, was sending people down to Los Angeles, driving them down to drive down to Los Angeles. They would go to the municipal junkyard there for the city transit system and cannibalize parts for San Francisco's underground rail system, including the computer system. But now they finally come up with the money to start revamping and modernizing the system. The first is $41 million that they've identified, and eventually they're going to need, you know, a couple of hundred more million in order to modernize the whole system. But isn't that classic? Just bringing it into the Stone Age has taken this long, and they actually, you know, have put it off for this long.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric and I were joking, like, oh, you got to go to eBay to get the part now. I know there's this adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but it sounds like this does get broken at times. So when will the fix happen?
Well, we're waiting to see. It's still going to take some time. You know, you got to identify the money, then you got to get the money, you got to put the contract out, you know, on and on. But this is a classic case. This is a classic case. We see it in transit. We see it in other things as well when it comes to government. Government likes new things. Politicians like new things. We spent close to $2 billion building a central subway, something new in San Francisco that very few people are actually using. But it creates jobs. It's new identified money. You get matching funds. We've seen, you know, that everybody likes to tout that. Maintaining your system or keeping it up to grade, that's a different, that's not romantic. There's nothing fancy about that. That doesn't get you a lot of headlines. And so as a consequence, it tends to just drag on and drag on. And we have old, we get new cars, but we have old lines. It's the same story with BART, and it's the same story with Muni. Only, Margie, I think you're absolutely right. We can still, the idea that they were actually going on to eBay and to Los Angeles to try to find the parts is still going on. How much longer? Well, things roll slow. The only thing that rolls slower than Muni on some days is the bureaucracy itself. So I can't say when they're going to have the fix going to be yet.
But the 8-track tapes are going away someday, right? That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.